from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Iraq battles the Kurds. Iraqi forces have captured a key airbase north of the city of Kirkuk, along with several positions to the south, following a call by Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to reclaim control of the disputed area from Kurdish forces. Kurds have controlled Kirkuk city since pushing out Islamic State fighters who swept into Iraq in 2014. Austria appears to be shifting to the right politically as the conservative foreign minister Sebastian Kurz claimed victory in Sunday's general elections and is now poised to become the country's next leader. Natalie Doyle is a Europe scholar at Monash University.
I think this election in fact confirms a trend that that's been evident in Europe for a while, which means that the left is really on the back foot. It started in the Netherlands. It also became very obvious in the French elections, and the Austrian election confirms that the Austrian Socialist Party is in trouble. It was also apparent, I may add, in Germany. The only exception to that is the United Kingdom, where the Labour Party seems to have gained new life.
The campaign in Austria was dominated by the issue of immigration. Austria, with a population of just under 9 million, accepted 90,000 asylum seekers, most of them Muslim, during the 2015 migrant crisis, fueling support for right-wing politicians who favor tougher immigration laws. Venezuela's opposition coalition has refused to recognize the results of Sunday's gubernatorial elections, where the ruling socialists won a surprise majority, raising concern among some of the more political turmoil. Venezuela has been rocked by protests that have left more than 100 dead since April. This is VOA News. The death toll from the massive truck bombing in the Somali capital of Mogadishu over the weekend has topped 270. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab, the militant group which often claims attacks in Mogadishu has so far stayed silent. Deakin University's Greg Barton says the magnitude of the attack is a surprise, but not the attack itself.
The scale of this attack and the brutality captures our imagination, and the international community once again pays attention to Shabaab. It wouldn't come as news to anyone living in Somalia or Kenya.
Hundreds were wounded in the attack in Mogadishu, and the Somali government has called for 3 days of national mourning. Bangladeshi police say a boat carrying at least 50 Muslim Rohingyas fleeing Myanmar for Bangladesh capsized, drowning at least five people, four of them children, and many more remain missing. More than 500,000 Rohingyas have crossed the border into neighboring Bangladesh in recent weeks, fleeing a crackdown on their minority community by the Burmese military after Rohingya militants launched deadly attacks on state security forces. Washington must decide how to proceed now that President Trump has declined to certify Iran's compliance with the nuclear accord Tehran signed with leading world powers in 2015. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Days after President Trump ended weeks of suspense on the Iran nuclear deal.
We cannot and will not make this certification.
His administration is defending a decision that could unravel yet another major component of former President Barack Obama's legacy. A pact that put a 10-year freeze on much of Tehran's nuclear activities, but left Iran's missile program and other issues unaddressed. While Israel's prime minister applauded Trump's move, signatories to the nuclear deal voiced unease. Now the U.S. Congress can weigh in. While many Democrats criticize the president's move, prominent Republicans see it as an opportunity to fix a flawed pact. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The president of Spain's region of Catalonia has responded to a Monday deadline, failing to clarify whether he will push ahead with efforts for the region to break away from Madrid and signaling that the secession crisis is far from over. The Spanish government had given Catalonian leader Carles Puigdemont until Monday to provide a simple yes or no answer. In a letter, Puigdemont told the Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy secessionists want to suspend initiating steps toward independence for 2 months. Following an independence referendum on October the 1st, Puigdemont said last week he was prepared for Catalonia to become an independent state. This is Joe Palka reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.